You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hi, we're here with Robert Scott from the Bats.
Hello.
You played in the Clean, but that disbanded in the early 80s for a while and the Bats were formed. What was the process of forming this band?
Well, pretty much when the Clean finished, I was in Christchurch and I was wanting to carry on making music. I was writing a lot more of my own songs, and I pretty soon bumped into Kay and Paul and Malcolm pretty much around the same time, because we're sort of in the same musical circles, as it were. And so we formed a band with Paul and Kay first, and made a whole lot of interesting noise, and then it got more refined by the end of 82, and we had Malcolm on board, and we did our first gig at the end of 82. And carried on from there.
Yeah, you've been active for over 3 decades, which is incredibly impressive. Yeah. How have you managed to keep the Bats alive for so long?
We do have big breaks due to family and work and various other things. So, you know, we've had quite, you know, a year off or 2 or 3 years off here and there between projects. And we also make a point of choosing exactly what we want to do. We don't get lured into maybe a tour that we don't want to do, or do a record until we feel like we've got a good bunch of songs. So we pace ourselves well. We don't take on too much.
There were periods when you were living apart from the band where you were in Dunedin while they were still in Christchurch, right?
And that's still the case.
And so you would send each other demo tapes to develop. What was the process of making music from a distance like?
Well, pretty much, I moved back to Dunedin in 84, and, you know, the band carried on from there, and so we've pretty much always worked that way. So it's a case of me sending up a new bunch of songs, you know, whenever I've got them or whenever we're working towards an album, and the others sort of picking out the ones they like out of the bunch that I send, and then we start working on them. So the others will work up their parts. And then we'll get together for a bit of a songwriting sort of arrangement session and thrash things out. And, you know, pretty much always what Kay and Paul and Malcolm come up with in terms of their parts, I pretty much like what they've come up with. So for us, it's a very easy process. I mean, it's quite unusual, but, you know, a lot of other bands will work together very closely a lot of the time, but we're a bit more remote, but it seems to work okay for us.
Been working pretty well. You've had several songs appear on the top 10 charts of 95BFM over the years. What's your relationship with BFM like?
Well, BFM has always been a really good supporter of our music, and we've always, well, we've often done a lot of interviews there when we've been in Auckland. So they're just a strong part of well, originally student radio. Student radio has been very important in promoting our kind of music. It's been vital over the years, really, for getting our stuff out there, because mainstream radio wouldn't play it much. So, yeah, BFM has always been good fun. There's always a few friendly faces there when we've popped in over the years.
You have some gigs and festivals coming up. Would you like to talk briefly about these?
Well, we've got 2 shows in Australia coming up. We're playing the Northcote Social Club in Melbourne, and then Sydney Festival the next night, and that's the end of January. And then at that same time, the new album, The Deep Set, is coming out, so we'll be doing shows around New Zealand in March.
Awesome. Excited for the new album.
Yeah.
What's this new album going to be like?
Well, it took a long time to make. I'd pretty much written the songs after we'd finished the last album, Free All the Monsters, and then we started it in, I can't even remember, 2012, 2013 or something, and we tracked them pretty quickly, and then it took quite a while to finish off. But it's a good bunch of songs, and we've put down good versions of the songs, good takes, so we're pretty happy with it, yeah.
Now we're going to play one of my personal favourite songs of yours, which is The Black and the Blue. Do you have anything to say about the inspirations of the song and the process of recording and releasing it?
I do remember recording it, and it was good fun doing it. It was a really good song live, or is a good song live. Not that we've done it for probably about 15 or 20 years, but around that time we were touring a lot, and it's basically a made-up sort of nautical tale about people you know, drowning in a boat.
Right, well, let's give it a listen then.
Thank you.
That was Rewind, presented by NZ On Air Music.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.